You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Indiana Governor Mike Pence brings the campaign spotlight to Macomb County tonight. He's speaking at the Lincoln Day dinner in Shelby Township. Organizers say it's the largest crowd in recent memory for this event and proof Macomb County is still very fertile ground for the GOP message and for Donald Trump. Here with us is Chad Silweski. He's a former longtime political reporter for the Macomb Daily, now a freelance writer and publisher of the blog Politically Speaking. So good to have you with us, Chad.
Good to be with you.
Politico has named Macomb County one of 25 battleground counties that need to be watched in this presidential race. Why is that?
Well, Macomb County is always a political battleground, at least going back to 84, when it became known as the home of the Reagan Democrats. It's always a toss-up county. It's always a county where elections are hard fought, to say the least. And this year is no exception. It's one of the real bright spots for Donald Trump in Michigan. One of the latest polls has Trump up 20 points in Macomb, even though he's losing statewide. And I suspect that Mike Pence is coming here to shore up that support, make sure it doesn't start to slip, and make sure that they have the third largest county in Michigan as an anchor for their attempt to win here.
Well, I'm curious about the mood among the Trump supporters right now in Macomb County. Are people responding to the Access Hollywood bus tape or the string of women who have come forward to accuse Trump of sexual misconduct?
Well, I think it's what you see across the country. Those who support Trump and believe in Trump do not think much of any of these latest charges. And those who support Hillary Clinton think that that should be the nail in the coffin for him.
So here we have this unwavering support in Macomb County, which I guess to understand we need a history lesson of politics in Macomb County. Take us back to how the Reagan Democrats came to be such a strong force. I absolutely remember covering Ronald Reagan campaign events in Macomb County. Why was it such fertile ground for his message?
Well, I think it was not too different from what we're seeing in 2016, but with less anger. People had become disenchanted with the Democratic Party. They thought the Democratic Party had taken them for granted. And we're talking here mainly about blue-collar workers, working-class people. And they saw in Reagan somebody who was, kind of in a nostalgic way. He was like a very solid, good old-fashioned guy, very patriotic, didn't particularly like government programs as a solution to problems. And you're seeing a new version of that in Trump. It looked back several months ago that we would have actually like a wave of Trump Democrats. It's been hard to tell whether that's actually happening or not. But it is definitely a blue-collar, low- to middle-income group of folks that are on the Trump bandwagon in a very big way.
Although, interestingly, now correct me if I'm wrong, didn't Barack Obama win Macomb County in 2008? I think I saw 53% to 45%.
Yeah, that was quite a surprise, toward the end you could see it coming. Over the years, Reagan Democrats became mostly Republican, and frankly, the Reagan Democrats of the mid-80s were similar to the Trump supporters. They were white people, tend to be 50 years old and up, so some of those Reagan Democrats from the past are no longer with us, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the demographics of Macomb County are changing, just like Oakland County next door. So we did have a run there where the Democrats were doing pretty well at the presidential level. And that is still up for grabs. I mean, you can't say that for certain heading into any presidential election these years that, Macomb County is definitely going Democrat or Republican. It's always, because we have so many ticket splitters, it's always a mystery what's going to happen in Macomb. And when that poll came out showing a 20-point lead for Trump, that really kind of baked in our reputation for being kind of maverick voters, contrarians, if you want.
I'm talking with Chad Selweski, who is a longtime political reporter in Macomb County, as we look at the strong support for Donald Trump in advance of Mike Pence speaking tonight at the Lincoln Day dinner in Shelby Township. Just what issues, Chad, do you think fuel Macomb County Republicans and the Democrats who are supporting Trump? What are the big issues that speak to them?
Well, obviously, one big issue is anti-Clinton way of thinking, that she would be a disaster. But in a more general sense, I think a lot of it has to do with not necessarily foreign policy or things of that matter, but just the basics about government finances, people just being fed up with welfare programs and failing schools and political correctness in our classrooms, immigration. Although that's kind of interesting because we have fairly minuscule level of legal immigrants, according to estimates, here in Michigan and Macomb County. But it's those things that Trump pounds away at, that the government can't do anything right, that we need to have an overhaul of the federal government, that they're wasting our money, taxes are too high, and if Clinton gets in, they'll go even higher.
And so the idea of... For example, the way that so many women are feeling about Mr. Trump after the last week or so, that does not seem to be swaying the support.
I don't quite see it that way. I think that the Trump support is so intense that there's really not much that could change that. I think that other things that have come up besides. Whether he paid his taxes, whether his foundation didn't act appropriately in terms of securing those funds. The Trump voter tends to just kind of push that aside and say, oh, well, that's the media or the elites or the establishment trying to knock him down a few pegs. It is quite possible that the 20-point lead is not there anymore because of what's been happening in the last 10 days. But another issue I forgot to mention is trade. Trade is a huge issue in Macomb County because we had so many people in this county living a very comfortable lifestyle due to factory jobs or jobs related to factory jobs, the spillover. And the trade message resonates really strongly here. And that's always a worry for the UAW. You know, they're obviously supporting Clinton to the T. And you hear a lot of anecdotes about factory workers, you know, just talking amongst themselves, and you'll have a whole group talking and like 9 out of 10 support Trump. So that certainly makes the unions a bit nervous.
Chad, we're talking about the voters. What about Republican officials in Macomb County? Are you hearing people worrying that Donald Trump could hurt down ballot Republicans come election day?
No, I actually in Macomb, from the best I can figure out, it's a situation that you have in a number of places across Michigan where Republican officials just don't want to talk about it. They don't want to abandon Trump. They're scared to death of a backlash from that, but they don't want to publicly say, oh, well, there's nothing to all this sexual harassment stuff. It's a bunch of nonsense, because then they run the risk of alienating a lot of female voters. So we haven't had a lot of officials, period, that are like very vocal Trump supporters, but they've been trying to kind of walk this fine line where, you know, don't dare say that you won't vote for Trump, but don't go out and be, you know, one of his big cheerleaders.
Chad Selweski, longtime political reporter in Macomb County, who is now a freelance writer and publisher of the blog Politically Speaking. Chad joined us via Skype. Always great talking with you, Chad. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.